It's bigger than ever before. It's better than ever before. It's the Design and Verification Conference. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of EE Journal's longstanding electronic engineering podcast, hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Now, we all need a couple more tools at our disposal, right? They're never seems to be enough. And there's always that one tool that you don't have. Maybe you had it at some point, maybe you misplaced it, maybe the license expired, maybe it's still stuck in the back of your brain somewhere. Well, folks, it's time to find it again. My guest today is Dennis Brophy, General Chair of DVCon, and we're talking about design and verification tools at your disposal at this year's DVCon. So, without further ado, let's go. Hi, Dennis. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Amelia.
Okay, so this year's theme for DVCon is bigger and better. So tell me, Dennis, so what's that all about and who should attend DVCon?
Certainly, Amelia. We've been adding new feature topics to the program without really trying to disrupt the DNA that exists for it right now. So what we've done is suggested a broadening of topic areas that actually relate to some of the verticals that a lot of our DVCon participants are already designing complex SoCs for. And in that regard, we asked if we could get more topics in the area of maybe machine learning, automotive technologies, and the like. And I'm happy to say that the submitters of papers, panels, and tutorials have done a good job of bringing that in. We have a Thursday afternoon when it's probably the sleepy time at the end of a conference, just chock full of automotive-related safety-critical issues that are key for autonomous driving and the like take shape. So a large focus on ISO 26262 standardization, fault tolerance capabilities. And we've also on the Thursday added what we call some short workshop topics that maybe don't merit half-day consideration, but would allow us to begin to have conversations in DVCon about things that will most likely mature into more lengthy, longer topics in the years ahead. I mean, that's kind of the way we started, Amelia. We started off in 1988. This is our 30th year celebration as a birds of a feather at the Design Automation Conference in Anaheim, California, if you can believe that. And kind of going back to those roots, the short workshop has allowed us to bring in topics that will allow our current design and verification engineers to begin to have a broader conversation about the implication of design and verification for evolving technology. We start off the morning with deep learning for design and verification engineers, which is not a topic that we have seen at DVCon, and some other novel verification technologies as well are part of this tutorial day that will end the conference. So in that regard, you know, when you talk about the theme being bigger and better, we actually want to try to match more of what the design and verification engineers are seeing as their challenges today.
Okay, so Dennis, DVCon this year has new shorter workshops. So what should my audience expect from these workshops versus the other tutorials that are offered?
Yep, the tutorials are more comprehensive, longer in duration. So they'll occupy a half day, a morning or an afternoon. And we actually bookend the traditional design and verification conference with tutorials. We start off Monday with what is colloquially called Accelera Day. And Accelera is going to start with a tutorial on an emerging standard that they're working on. They're not quite finished with the standard yet, but it's going to be on portable test and stimulus. After lunch, where Accelera will hand out its Technical Excellence Award and give an update on its standards activities program, there will be a half-day tutorial on UVM, the Universal Verification Methodology. While well-known, it has seen its IEEE standardization ratified this past year, and inside of Accelera, the team has worked to update the open source implementation to match the IEEE standard that exists. And on the last day of the conference, on Thursday, we have the big three EDA companies, Mentor Cadence and Synopsys, who are going to offer 2 half-day tutorials. As I said, the afternoon set of tutorials are really going to focus on functional safety in the automotive market and the impact of ISO 26262 compliance. And in the morning ones, the tutorials include are working faster and gaining faster verification speed for SoC design, comprehensive metrics-based methodology for low power, and a formal verification tutorial where the thesis is breaking through the knowledge barrier there. Now, while these are the 3-hour, half-day tutorials, what we wanted to do was also add some smaller ones in there as well. So we've taken 90-minute themes, which we, by the way, have seen to be very popular in DVCon Europe, DVCon India, and DVCon China, and see how they might work here. We've allowed some emerging discussions and education activities for the tutorial setting that we might not otherwise have because they would be drowned out with the more dominant and predominant classic design and verification techniques and methodologies would, you know, take precedence. So as we begin to introduce some of these topics into the conference, our hope is, Amelia, that what we'll be able to do is grow on these that prove popular and see if we can weave them into the body of the conference as well and or grow them into larger topicals that could, you know, merit half-day tutorials.
Okay, Dennis, let's talk a little bit more about the trends at this year's DVCon and how are they reflected in the panel discussions?
Well, we have actually Wednesday is going to be a pretty crowded day for us when it comes to a lot of the activities that we have going on at DVCon. There are some very interesting type of activities that go on that elements of the conference, too, I see. One are the panels, the other are the poster sessions. In terms of the panel session, we actually are looking at 2 on Wednesday. The morning panel is going to be on system coverage. It's a big data problem. And this kind of relates to an emerging field that is going to be important for the design and verification community to tackle. Now, while we talk about, you hear about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the like, the fact is even in an SoC design setting, the amount of data that is being generated by verification runs and the different type of analyses that are being performed on these SoCs is leading to a big data problem. And some of the solutions to this could obviously be to exploit some of the techniques of tackling insight out of all the big data you have, whether through machine learning or other AI techniques. What we hope to see out of the panel is a discussion about what we can see on the horizon for system coverage. Our systems are becoming more complex, and as they're becoming more complex, they also have to be more resilient to faults, and in particular, more resilient to faults because of the potential to impact human life. The days of having a cell phone crash on you and you just have to reboot it, or your computer, you can wait a moment while it restarts, is just not an option for the placement of a lot of the emerging SoC devices, especially in transportation type of setting, whether in cars or trucks or what have you. And the next one is right after lunch, we're going to have a panel on the right tool or tools for the toughest verification task. This might be one that we hope those in the audience will have an opportunity to interact with the panelists as well. If you see the world as a nail and the only thing you have is a hammer, then you bring a hammer and, you know, use it for everything that you see to get a problem solved. When the reality is for design and verification, there are a lot of ways to tackle the creation and verification of these SoCs. And what we hope to do is have a conversation on the set of tools for different application sets to solve some of our hardest verification challenges. As you know, Amelia, just given the state space for a lot of these SoCs, it's probably impossible to exhaustively test every case of how something might operate. We just don't have the luxury of time to run a billion years worth of simulation in order to validate whether design is going to work or not. And so this conversation, the panel, will allow us to delve into some of these questions in more detail. And we're going to be hearing, by the way, from quite a few people that are working on some of these larger SoCs and hear how they're actually doing this. And this weaves in, and I hope, some of the emerging work that's coming out of Accelera as well. So the portable test and stimulus standard that is being developed will help usher in a new round of productivity and a move up in terms of system hierarchy of what we'll be able to actually verify. And so this panel should allow us to have a good conversation there.
Okay, Dennis, one last question. Is there going to be a cocktail reception?
Well, the good news, Amelia, is there's going to be more than one.
So
I don't want anyone to think we're not going to have some fun while the conference is underway. That is for sure we are. And so for all of the attendees, they'll have an ability to join us on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening for a cocktail reception at the Design Verification Conference Expo. The receptions are starting at the end of the conference each day. The other good news, Amelia, is for those that may have limited time as well, we are also featuring free registration for the Expo and access to keynote and panels at DVCon. So if someone has just a very short amount of time to take or wants to meet up with other industry participants or just to see what is going on with new tools and technology, the Expo is something we encourage everyone to sign up for as well. And we'd be more than happy to have a glass of wine or beer when they show up and some light hors d'oeuvres.
Excellent. Count me in. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Dennis.
Well, thank you very much, Amelia. I certainly appreciate it.
Speaking of EDA, writing RTL that works smoothly on both FPGA and ASIC implementations is nearly impossible, and you probably already know that. But high-level synthesis, or HLS, can make technology-independent design a breeze, or a relative breeze. In a recent episode of Chalk Talk called Moving Between FPGA and ASIC with High-Level Synthesis, I sit down with Stuart Club of Mentors Catapult Team and talk about how to use HLS to accelerate your design flow. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to the Chalk Talk section of eejournal.com by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, or just head on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're more into Twitter, well, sure, you can follow our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can subscribe to our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or check out Fish Fry on the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 16th, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.